Written procedures are required for shutdown and startup of oxygen systems. The personnel involved in the work, including the contractors, must also be informed of the specific risks related to oxygen and the tasks to be performed. Each site should have a list of controls and the sequence in which these controls need to be shut down during a planned shutdown or emergency shutdown. A hazard and operability analysis may be required to identify such controls. These procedures are designed to ensure the integrity of the system by maintaining controlled pressure, low line velocities, and a sealed system where possible. Authorization for shutdown and startup of pipelines must be given by a responsible person prior to beginning shutoff procedures for maintenance and prior to repressurizing the pipe once the maintenance work is complete and cleanliness for oxygen service has been verified.